Standing by to talk with the Minister for Building and Construction, Nick Smith. While we're waiting, let's talk with Sir Brian Lahore, All Black great, who has been in Te Kawiti for this unveiling today. Sir Colin Meads has received a standing ovation in his hometown today as he unveiled an impressive 2.7-metre bronze sculpture of himself in Te Kawiti. The tribute to our great All Black has been brought to life by Auckland artist Natalie Stamila. After admitting he initially thought the idea of a statue was ridiculous, Sir Colin seemed pretty happy with the result.
Well, it's amazing how much detail she's gone in to get it, because I was just saying, even me boot laces are done up to how I used to lace them up too, so they're no smart.
Now, Sir Colin's old mate and another of our All Black greats, Sir Brian Lahore, is with me this evening. Sir Brian, evening.
Good evening, Larry.
First, what do you think of the statue?
I think it's a great, likeness to him. It's spectacular, really. It's big, but it's a very good likeness to him, and it'll be a feature of Te Kawiti for a long, long time.
Well, it's a town that he loves, right? And what do you make of the turnout? I believe there are thousands there, Sir Brian.
I'd say probably 2,000 or 3,000. Yeah, a couple of thousand anyway. It's hard to tell. The street's closed, and they go right across the street, so there's plenty here.
So big turnout. Lions fans, I believe the manager, John Spencer, who's played for the Lions against Sir Colin, was there. So old friends, former All Blacks. What do you think Sir Colin Meads makes of this? Because somebody told me that he felt embarrassed about it all.
Oh, I'm sure when it was first put it to him that was going to happen, he would have been, but he made sure today that he said that he was proud it was here, and he was proud, that they'd made such a great job.
And what about you, Sir Brian? You're long-time friends, obviously. What does this mean to you?
I think it's fantastic. I just think it's so good for Colin. It's great for Te Kawiti, and I think one of the things that Colin said, that both him and I, if we played rugby today, wouldn't be able to play in King Country or Wairarapa. We would have had to shift to play rugby at a high level. And, to have him play all his rep games here for King Country, I think this is really special. There probably may never be another King Country direct All Black.
And I'm guessing he's not well, is he, Sir Colin? So you've spoken to him. Is he watching the All Blacks? Is he watching the Lions?
I haven't had a chance to speak to him for any length of time. We just said hello, really, because we're all sort of sitting here when he arrived. So I'm sure he is. I'm sure he'll be watching the games from home.
And what about you, Sir Brian? The All Blacks looked good the other night, but the Lions proved they're not going to be a pushover.
No, they weren't. I thought the All Blacks' performance was superb, and there were some great tries there, but the Lions will be a different proposition. And I think the Test Series will be quite close. It won't be the runaway that some people think, that's for sure. I never thought it would be, but they're getting better by the day. They're getting more confidence by the day, and I think it'll be a really good Test match.
So, Brian, thank you for talking to us. A great day for a great man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Larry.
Sir Brian Lahore, of course, All Black great himself there. It is now 5:20. Williams. Well, councils around the country.